Welcome to your daily devotional, December 20th, the human origin of the Savior. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Jesus Christ has always existed as the divine, eternal Son of God. But at a point in time, he took on human flesh, was conceived and born into the world as a baby in order to carry out God's plan of salvation for you. Let us break down and consider today the very first verse of the New Testament. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Matthew gives the legal line to the throne through Joseph, whereas Luke gives the biological line to the throne through Mary. This accounts for the fact that the lists differ. Notably, the lines are the same from Abraham to David, which is essential for God's plan to fulfill both the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants. The lines diverge after David and intersect again with Shealtiel. This is probably a result of levirate marriage, which is described in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 through 10. Of Jesus Christ. This is not a proper name as we understand it in English, but a combination of his two most common names. Jesus means Savior, and Christ means Anointed One. The title Christ is the Greek equivalent to the Hebrew title Messiah. These titles used in conjunction mean Anointed One who is Savior. Jesus is more often used in association with his humanity, while Christ is more often used in association with his divinity. Since Matthew is dealing with the human ancestral right to the throne of David as his first point, the names are placed in this order. The Son of David. Matthew asserts that this Jesus is the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant. According to God's covenant with David, Messiah will be the Son of David, eternal and King. Isaiah the prophet also alludes to the fact that the Christ child will enter the world and fulfill the Davidic covenant. Nobody who lived after 70 AD could make a verifiable claim to being a descendant of King David, since the genealogical records of the Hebrews were utterly destroyed at that time. This is more proof that the Christ must already have come, for we could not verify the prophetic fulfillment after that date. The son of Abraham. Jesus is also the fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant, the Lord's promise to Abraham that in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed, finds its perfect fulfillment not in Abraham himself, but in Christ. This particular promise is repeated more specifically later in Abraham's life when God said, "In your seed all the nations of the earth should be blessed." Any doubt as to whom these promises referred to is erased in the New Testament by the Apostle Paul, who clearly ascribes their fulfillment to Abraham's, quote, "seed who is Christ" in Galatians 3:16. Most significantly to all of you, God came down 2,000 years ago, lived a sinless life from cradle to cross, and now resides in heaven, where he is worshipped day and night by the holy angels. Jesus is the Son of Promise, and his promise to you is eternal life if you truly believe in faith. So be encouraged in this hope, and share this hope with others who are living lives of confusion, without spiritual purpose or focus, who may even be in the depths of despair in these dark days, for Christ the Savior has come into the world, bringing the light of life to all men. Amen and amen.